There's a famous quote by Einstein who said that if you cannot explain it to a five-year-old, then you have not understood it well enough. I am very far away from explaining Bitcoin mining to a five-year-old, but the best approach I have so far is the so-called DICE analogy that was released in a Brains blog article quite a few years ago. So without further ado, let's have a look at that.
Hashrate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up.
Okay, so there's no screen to share here. This is just me and the camera trying to explain this to you. All right, so imagine we're playing a game. The game is to roll a number lower than 10. That's our difficulty target. Now, you have a dice that has 10,000 sides and everybody around the table as well. We need to a bit of imagination here, right? So a lot of people around the table, everybody has a dice, or everybody has die that has 10,000 sides. And now our target is for everybody to roll as many times as you want, as fast as you can. But the goal is to roll a number lower than 10. And you can imagine it might take a while until we get there, right? So if that happens, if I now rolled my dice and I roll an 8, I can raise my hand and say, hey, I've rolled an 8. That's a number lower than 10, and everybody around the table can have a look and easily, very important, verify that that is indeed true. Now, I get to write the next page in the accounting book, and I also get 3.125 Bitcoin in rewards, and then the game starts all over again, okay? Now, the difficulty adjustment that we have in Bitcoin mining every 2016 blocks is our target time of 10 minutes, right? So on average around the table, we want somebody to find a solution or to find a number lower than 10 to roll one every 10 minutes, right? So how do we make sure that happens? Let's say it takes 12 minutes for on average during that time frame of 2 weeks that we're playing to find that number, right? So every round ends when somebody finds a number lower than 10, and on average it takes 12 minutes. That means it's a bit too hard, right? That means the law of large numbers works in a way where it's too difficult to find a number lower than 10 in the aforementioned 10 minute time frame on average. So what do we need to do? Then together at the table we decide, okay, let's raise the target number from 10 to maybe 15, right? Now we have made it easier to find the right answer to the round, right? Now we need to roll a number lower than 15. So more numbers, before it was 1 to 10, then it's 1 to 15. And so now we roll again, we keep rolling. Now we realize, hey, okay, now we're finding way too many solutions way too quickly, right? And on average, it's taking us 8 minutes to do the same thing. Now that means it's been a bit too easy, right? So now we need to adjust the difficulty again and make it a bit harder. So we go to maybe a 12, right? And then we do the same thing again for 2 weeks and we have a discussion around, you know, was it too difficult? Was it too hard? Now, Bitcoin mining is permissionless, right? I can plug in my S9 or my BitX. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to start playing the game, to take a seat around this big table that I just talked about and start to roll my dice.
This episode is sponsored by Hashbranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with Hashbranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HASHRATEUP100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order.
The question is, what happens if a lot of people join, right? Let's say the rewards spike up and a lot more people are now interested in playing, so a lot more people join the table, right? That means a lot more dice are being rolled, which means that we get an increase in overall guesses, which increases the probability of finding the right answer. So likely, if a lot more hash rate or a lot more miners are joining the network, we have to increase the difficulty to make sure that we stay at our target. This is very important. Our target number of 10 minutes per round, right? If twice the amount of people are rolling their dice, obviously, you know, we're going to come to numbers lower than 12 much more quickly. So we need to increase the difficulty. And this is what you can see throughout Bitcoin mining's history, is that Bitcoin miners have gotten better. They've gotten maybe smarter at mining. They've gotten more efficient, right? So maybe they develop DAI with only 5,000 sites, let's say, or, you know, they have other solutions of figuring out how this game works. Now, over Bitcoin mining's history, you can see that the difficulty has only really, over a long enough time frame, on average, increased all the time, right? We went from nothing to one zettahash, trillions of guesses a second. And we can go into what a hash is on the next Hash Rate Up Focus episode. But what's important here to understand is that, again, Bitcoin mining is permissionless. Everybody can join and play the game. And we have to, as a group, always make sure that the target difficulty stays at 10, because if it doesn't, then the game becomes meaningless and we find the right solution, you know, way too quickly. Yeah, maybe to mention this as well, the 2-week time frame, the 2016 blocks, is something that Satoshi just decided, I guess, and that we all agree to right now, and the 10-minute block times as well. So sometimes, you know, people can get really lucky and we can find 2 blocks in a row within the time span of 5 minutes. This happens, right? But again, looking over the overall time frame is important. All right, so here we have the Luxor dashboard, something we've gone over in previous videos, but I just want to go back to this and explain, right? So right now we have an estimated difficulty adjustment of -2.2%, meaning the difficulty will decrease, making it easier to mine. Why? Because we are slightly above our 10-minute block time, and it works vice versa as well. Now, why are we here? That's because our hash price is right now at historic lows, 36, and therefore not a lot of people can afford to roll their dice. So not a lot of people can afford to roll their dice profitably and rather do something else with the energy that they need to do that. So this is how the difficulty adjustment works here. So this dice roll example is really one of the better ways to explain Bitcoin mining. Obviously, there are a lot more intricate details, but at the end of the day, this is what proof of work is, right? The dice roll is nothing you can fake, and maybe this is a good way to close out this example. You cannot fake the proof of work that you need to roll the dice. There's only trying. There's no calculation to get to the number quicker or anything else, right? You can only really brute force this. And this is what miners do trillions of times a second, is they roll that dice in hopes to find a number that's lower than 10, or to find a solution to a block or a hash that's accepted by the block, and then they will be paid out. At the end of the day, that's what mining is. Really dumb number guessing at the end of the day. Not solving complex math problems. I hope this helped to understand how Bitcoin mining works. It can be a bit all over the place sometimes. Give me some feedback and send this to your friends if you want them to understand what Bitcoin mining is a bit better. And yeah, this was Hash Rate Up Focus, dice roll example. Let me know what questions you have. Leave a like, leave a comment and a subscription. You know how this works. So thank you very much for doing that. And yeah, see you in the next one. Thank you.